Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. David McCullough's The Wright Brothers is a compelling narrative that brings to life the extraordinary achievements of Wilbur and Orville Wright, who are credited with inventing and building the world's first successful airplane and making the first controlled, powered, and sustained heavier-than-air human flight. Through exhaustive research and a knack for storytelling, McCullough paints a detailed picture of the Wright brothers' undeterred pursuit of flight, set against the backdrop of the turn of the 20th century America. The book is not just a recount of their technological achievements, but also delves into their personal lives, their Midwest upbringing, the values instilled by their family, and their unwavering spirit of innovation and perseverance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the early life and upbringing of the Wright brothers, the upbringing of Wilbur and Orville. Wright played a monumental role in shaping their future endeavors. McCullough meticulously outlines their life in Dayton, Ohio, detailing how their family environment fostered a love for learning, curiosity, and a strong work ethic. Homeschooled by their mother, Susan Wright, who had a penchant for mechanics, and their father, Milton Wright, who instilled in them moral fortitude, the Wright brothers were encouraged to pursue their interests and think independently. This foundation was crucial for them, enabling the brothers to face future challenges with resilience and determination. The importance of their upbringing is encapsulated in their ability to work patiently and persistently towards their goals, demonstrating that the seeds of their future innovations were sown early in their lives. Secondly, innovations and the path to the first flight. McCullough details the Wright brothers' methodical approach to solving the problem of flight, emphasizing their innovative use of bicycle technology and their understanding of aerodynamics. The brothers' realization that control was the key to successful flight led them to develop the three-axis control system, which is still used on airplanes today. They built and tested numerous gliders, learning from each experiment, which culminated in the construction of a powered aircraft. The Wright Flyers' first flight on December 17, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, was a landmark event, showcasing their mastery over air and machine. This segment illustrates the brothers' innovative spirit, technical ingenuity, and the persistence to refine their knowledge through continuous experimentation, setting them apart as pioneers in aviation. Thirdly, challenges and skepticism. The journey towards achieving flight was fraught with challenges and skepticism, both from the public and the scientific community. McCullough delineates the myriad obstacles the Wright brothers faced, including financial constraints, harsh weather conditions during their tests at Kitty Hawk, and significant personal risk. Despite these hurdles, their greatest challenge was overcoming the prevailing skepticism. Many were doubtful of the possibility of heavier-than-air flight, and even after their successful flights, some critics refused to believe their achievements. This section of the book highlights the resilience and unwavering faith the Wright brothers had in their work. Despite the pervasive doubt and the slow initial recognition of their monumental achievement. Fourthly, the impact of the Wright brothers' invention. The invention of the airplane by Wilbur and Orville Wright marked the beginning of a new era in transportation, warfare, and the way humans interacted with the world. McCullough examines the far-reaching effects of the Wright brothers' achievement, exploring how it revolutionized travel, making it faster and more accessible, and laid the groundwork for the global aviation industry. Additionally, their invention had profound implications for the military, transforming reconnaissance and warfare. Beyond the immediate impacts, the Wright brothers' success also symbolized the triumph of human ingenuity and the potential of individual dedication and creativity. This segment underscores the lasting legacy of the Wright brothers, demonstrating how their invention fundamentally altered the course of human history. Lastly, personal traits and the success formula. One of the most enlightening aspects of McCullough's narrative is the exploration of the personal traits that fueled the Wright brothers' success. Traits such as curiosity, diligence, a willingness to embrace failure as a learning opportunity, and an unbreakable brotherly bond are emphasized as vital components of their success story. Their humble beginnings and modest demeanor, combined with a relentless pursuit of their goals, set an inspiring example. The book also touches on their respect for intellectual property and their efforts to patent their innovations, showing their foresight and business acumen. This section provides valuable lessons in resilience, innovation, and the power of collaboration, offering insights into the human qualities behind monumental achievements. In conclusion, David McAuliffe's The Wright Brothers is a captivating account that transcends the mere historical retelling of two inventors building and flying the first successful airplane. It is a narrative rich in lessons on perseverance, innovation, and the relentless pursuit of a seemingly impossible dream. The book is highly recommended for readers interested in American history, aviation, innovation, and those seeking inspiration from the lives of individuals who changed the world against all odds. The Wright brothers' story demonstrates the incredible things human beings can achieve with passion, patience, and persistence, making it a relevant read for not only historians and aviation enthusiasts, but also for entrepreneurs, educators, and anyone looking to be reminded of the potential of human ingenuity and determination. If you would like to support David McAuliffe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.